The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
Book by Lester Tricklebank.
Don't look right written down. Not a writer's name is Tricklebank. Maybe I should change it somewhere else. Make up something ordinary like Simpson. Lester Simpson. Lester Smith. Les Smith. Keep it simple. Bob Smith. Why be ordinary, though? Spend your life as ordinary. Somewhat bold. Rory Phoenix, maybe. Stanton Lees. Trouble is, you start to mess with names and none of it sounds real anymore. Any case, it's me. It's who I am. That's me name. I'm Lester Tricklebank. I've got backspace and letters, numbers, aye. Y and U are sticky. 6 and 7. Sometimes 8 and all.
Tiny bit of spillage. No to worry about, Lester, especially at this knockdown price.
Bill said in pub.
You got a bargain there.
Asked me what for. Story of me life, I says to him. He laughed and said, if that's the case, you'll not
you'll
be
needing most of the other letters neither.
Well, part of me life. A certain part. I've put a book by... Leave it there for now. Just get started. Get the first bit down. Got the end, I know what happens there. Middle bit and all, but where to start? That's the tough bit, aren't we? Especially if you're not that up with words. Never been my strong point. What they say? Derbyshire born, Derbyshire bred, strong in tom and weak in bloody head. True of me dad, aye. Say that much. Maybe leave dad out till later on. Not start with me dad. I'll start with... Maybe put me coat on, wander out. Quick off at the druid, clear the head. Come back to the start and get it down. Quiet now, Mum's gone to Nether Oaks. Put it down and get it off me chest. Else it just gets carried to the grave.
Ah, there, Lester, how's it going?
Oh, slowly, Bill.
Weren't tired to plug it in yet.
Just about.
You should stand me a pint for chucking in all the software.
Well, the what?
Documents, spreadsheets, all in there they are. Should have charged you extra, kindness of me heart.
I'm not stopping, Bill. Just thought I'd get me head straight, you know.
Got a thing 2 days, he's going to la-di-da on us, Gene.
All right, Bill.
Starts writing a book, thinks he's Alfred Einstein.
What are you writing a book for, Lester? Never even read one in your life.
Hey, what's it going to be, Lester? One of them bonkbusters? Give a few pointers, if you like. Get your lady readers all steamed up.
It's just some memories of the past, from my mum, like.
They'll be from all over, Jean. Come to see where Lester writes his mucky books.
I'll not thank you for bringing in perverts, Lester. This is a decent establishment.
Hey, up, Les, my brother's got a fancy camera. Ask him nice to do some saucy photos for your cover.
I'll take this one out, please, Duck.
Oh, that's reference. Has to stay in the library. You can copy some pages if you want. Is it for an exam?
No, it's to put down stuff that happened a long time ago, like, but I don't know how to buy adverbs or whatever. I thought I should find out. Oh. I want one for school, if you get my drift.
I wouldn't use any of these if you're asking me. Can I show you something in the junior section?
Do I have to take my boots off?
Only if you want to. Start with Richard Scarry. Words and pictures to help you get going. More fun than all that split infinitive nonsense. No, don't tell me boss I said that.
All right.
You're too big for that book.
Why am I too big?
It's for kids.
Shh. Get on with your own. I'm getting this for a present.
You're giving a library book as a present?
Would you mind stop interrupting?
Have you found the lowly worm yet?
The what?
He's hiding on all the pages.
The lowly worm?
There, inside the ship's funnel. Poking out of the bike helmet.
You're a bit quick, aren't you?
I got this one at home.
Shouldn't you be getting on with your own book? Where's your mum?
She picks me up before it closes.
Ah. What's your book about, then?
My boy talks to animals with his gran. It's all right. Have you read it?
To be honest, I'm not much of a reader. But then I'm never going to be if I keep getting interrupted by you.
Did you not read stories when you were my age?
Aren't you meant to shush in these places? They've got signs up saying be quiet.
I thought you weren't a reader.
No one likes a smart ass. Nice girl in the library says to never read back what you've put, you get depressed. Keep recalling Florence in me head. Maybe that's the place to start. F. L.
Florence.
Funny said out loud. A word, that's all. Long time since we... Long time, aye. Library girl says when you get stuck, think of all the bits around the bit you want to write about. It brings it back to life. Sunny evening, August, 10 years back. Sitting up the top end of the wreck. Carnival is over. Beer tent, band playing inside. The sound goes down across the hill and off to Elton, Winster. Funny how a noise can outlive sight. Sat up by a wall, just looking out past the goalposts. Sloping pitch, a rum and if you lose the toss and play uphill. Smell of hay and pollen. Budlier, English hedges, lavender and rose. There she is. Walks up, her hair tied back. Kicks a plastic bottle into goal.
What you set a beer on your own for?
Just sat quiet, aren't I?
Every time I see you, you sat quiet.
Taking in the scenery.
Scenery drives me mad. It's life we need to look at, not all this. Fancy a drink?
What happened to that bloke you were seeing? From Staley Bridge, wasn't it?
Stockport.
Can't hear yourself think down there.
You're no fun, Lester Tricklebank. Don't you want to see somewhere else for a change?
Like where?
A world out there to discover.
Jack Elliott's never gone further all his life than the view up top of Stanton Moor.
It's not something to be proud of, though, is it?
Says people travel round the world looking for summit when they don't even know what's at the bottom of their own garden.
Travelling's the good bit. Going looking's better than what you find. Fancy a walk up the moors?
Now?
Past your bedtime, is it? Where did you buy it?
I didn't have to buy it.
Who says it's yours, then?
I do.
You have to have it written on paper to be yours by an estate agent or something.
Not everything has to go into words.
This one?
Others can use it. I don't have... What's that word when someone's only for you?
What word?
Here you go. I'll share it for a bit.
Not bad.
I like the row of twinkly lights. Rosely to Matlock, Farley over Chatsworth. What do you reckon?
Squatter's right. You'll have to chuck me off if you want it back. So if I like that big house in Stanton, I can just say it's mine?
I don't work for a building. Only rocks.
This your favourite bit of the moors, then? Want to see mine?
sit if you want. It's allowed. So, you're walking through the bracken and someone's up on your rock. What do you do?
Well, I wait till they've gone.
If it's yours, you kick them off.
That's what you'd do. You'd scare them away. I'd leave them alone till they've gone.
If something's yours, Lester, you have to grab it while you can. You can kiss me if you want.
Some things you can never put to words. Knew I loved her then. Before the kiss. Long before she took off most her clothes. Long before we... Long before. Didn't feel the cold. The fading light. Her milky skin like eggshell lying there. A ghost I could have watched forever. Lost in her hills and valleys. Lost in land much more beautiful than Stanton Moor. A while we stayed there. Quiet. Lying out. Started off another with the fruit of the last time still wet on her legs. Till her phone beeped. Didn't like that sound. Knew that nothing good would come of that. Put her jeans back on, looked at her screen, said that she was sorry, had to go. Next day after work, I scrubbed the sweat and oil and tarmac off me skin, went out, cut some phlox and sweet peas, cornflowers from the garden, made a little bunch and took it down. Her mum opened the door, said that she were gone to celebrate getting engaged to the Stockport man. Kind, she said, to bring him flowers round. Walked back up the moor that night and found the hollow where we lay. For proof? Nothing. Just the wind. Some far-off dog. All the bits that bring it back to life. Me and Dad, two of us, thick as thieves.
Right, pull your chin up. Good, up you go. Take the book each. Chuck it down. That'll quiet it. Don't get it on your hands. See anything in the house? Good. Why start Tuesday to visit his mother in Two Dales? Come down. Let it do the trick for a minute.
Now I wish it had been stories, books, punctuation, poems, history, science. Instead, I learned to climb up walls, sneak about in houses, find ways in.
Right, Geesenor. Crack the bolt inside the gate, I'll do the window around the side. Meet me out the back door, start taking stuff to the van. What are you waiting for? Up! Dog will be out of it. Get a move on.
Not see much in those days. How it was. Not see bruises on my mother's arms. Not see why my sister moved away. Waited for him. Watched the minutes pass. Waited by the gate for much too long.
Move it quick!
Not hear noises. Not see blood on his hands.
Weren't supposed to be in. Their own fault. Busted me leg. Give us a hand. Quick! Quick!
Hey, Mum.
Oh, bought you this. The girl in the library says it's a good one. You used to like a thriller, didn't you? It's easy to get it renewed when the date comes up.
Cup of tea, Lester?
Fine, thanks, Irene.
Dr. Wilson's having a look at your mum's prescription after all fuss about statins.
Oh.
See if it makes a difference. Shout if you need anything.
OK. Mrs. Gretrick says to say hello. They're closing the village shop. Everyone goes to supermarkets now, she says. I've been writing a story myself, Mum. Not a proper one like Dan Brown or nothing. Stuff from the past that's on my mind. Get it off my chest, like.
Where's Janet?
She's in Australia, Mum.
She was here?
She's been there for years, Mum. Might bring you what I done for a look. In case you fancied, I.
I got your salt and vinegar. What are you listening to? It's funny, it's always this rock you want to stop at. You can see cars moving on the roads down there. People going somewhere. Oh. There's a load of stuff I can't tell you, Lester. At home, I mean. But one of these days I'm going off and I won't be back. And you should do the same when you're old enough. You'll find out what he's like. But not from me, I'm not doing that to you. Oh, the light's coming on. Farley over Chatsworth. When I go, you're not having my Walkman. No, I'm taking that with me. You have to get your own.
Was the book on storytelling and structure any help?
Well, done the setup, did they call it? On to the main plot now. Keep getting stuck when other stuff comes into my head, like.
Ah, what do you want to research today?
The existence of God and crime as a moral issue.
Oh. Theology, world religion and social studies. Down to your left and the two shelves behind it. Oh, there's that boy. Oh, his mum keeps leaving him on his own. I need to have a word and then I'll check how you're doing.
On the left, did you say?
Yeah, next to spiritualism and self-help. But I think I preferred it when you were on the Richard Scarry.
All the bits that bring it back to life. Scottish Loch that summer. Little shack to hide away in while the heat cooled off. Janice gone and never coming back. Mum left cooking on an ancient stove while Dad and me took out the rowing boat. A sheet of rain comes slicing off the mountain. Tried for mackerel, hours of it, aye. Him, his whiskey bottle almost gone. Dead fish staring up. He pins them down, smacks them with a hammer. Glassy eyes. Dead, but not quite dead. A twitch or two. Drowning in the air. Thinking, please don't let me catch one. Please.
Grab hold! Get it landed! Smack it good and proper. Take the hook out.
Dead eyes staring up. It's little life.
Grab it or I'll wallop you.
Doesn't want to stay still when it dies.
Smack it, Lester. Order. Oh, bloody useless. Give it here. Ruined it now. Can't cook that up. Meant to be relaxing this.
next time it'll be you. Hold you down and smack you hard. See how long it takes you to stop moving. Nothing doing here. Here's yours.
On his feet, the boat, the waves, and whiskey.
Oh, steady! Come on, you! Grab us an oar!
There's a load of stuff I can't tell you, Lester.
Over here!
You'll find out what he's like.
Other way, Lester! Come this way!
But not from me.
Lester!
Well, I'm not doing that to you.
Say there is a God. What happens then? Nothing in the books to help with that. Told myself, I tried to steer it round. See his face get swallowed. Head and arms slipping under. Back up, gasp for air. There. Was that him there? Or there? White foam on the waves. Two dead eyes. Last sighting of me dad. Strong young lad, they said, to row back in all that way with little arms alone. Found him 2 days later, Arakar. Washed up on the beach, his pale flesh tagged in seaweed. Landed good and proper. God will judge, the priest said at the service. But what if that's not what you believe? There we are. The last sighting of him. 30 years on. Last sighting of her.
Dr. Wilson said give her a call if there's anything you want to ask. I'll leave you to it, Lester.
Mum, remember I told you about... Never talked much, did we? You, Janice, Dad and me. End up keeping it all to yourself. Not sure I can do that anymore, Mum. Well, here, do you want your pillow?
Don't make a fuss.
Bill in the Druid got me a printer. I want you to know what happened. It was a cold day on the... It's hard to read what... Looks like Loch, but you say it Lock. On Hall... Day in...
Meant to say, Trisha can't do haircuts this Wednesday, but I'll do it next week instead.
Yeah, ta, Rini. No, I'll make sure
I'll
she...
leave you in peace.
Where was I? It was a cold... I've done that bit. On holiday in Scotland. The boat was very cold and it was cold. Library girl said not to read it back. Sounded much better when it was in my head. It's about the time we went to Scotland. After Janice had gone. When Dad... Harder putting down words than you think.
Where's Janice?
In Australia, Mum. I might just leave it in here in your cupboard for now. Here. I tucked it inside the Dan Brown. You could look at it after. I'll be back tomorrow, Mum. Usual time. Waste of time to write it down. You miss out school and stupid all your life. An X of planes crawls slow across the sky. Everybody going someplace else.
Still yours then, I say. It's me, Florence.
Florence?
Oops, it might be you.
You cut your hair.
Got a few years older and all. Oh, this is my son, Stanley.
You got a son?
Did we ruin your peace?
I didn't recognise you.
Oh, 10 years, must be.
Since you got engaged, aye.
Maybe leave that for another time.
Good to meet you, Stanley.
Did they like the present?
What's that?
From the library. You were getting someone a Richard Scarry book.
Well, that was you, in the library the other day.
What's that?
Well, Stanley helped me find the lowly worm, although I reckon he were cheating as he had a pretty good idea before we turned the pages.
He likes his books.
Wish I were like that, his age. How old are you, Stanley?
I'm 9. 10 next May.
Big lad.
Don't know where he gets his reading from, though. I'm always telling him to play on the Xbox like normal kids, but he never takes any notice. That's a joke about the Xbox.
Not so hot with words, but numbers, aye. Numbers. Add them up and what you find. Could be... Could it be... He could be...
Are you all right?
Counting back the years, the months, that night... Thinking in the library with the boy. Odd that Florence should have come to mind. Leave it for another time, she said. Gets engaged and find out she's expecting. Says it's his, the Stockport bloke, and never says another word and life goes on. Years go by, marriage falls apart, single parent stuck on her own. Growing lad's not cheap, the shoes and clothes. Dads who disappear, isn't that the way?
Lester?
Jumping too fast, too fast. Too fast, aye. Dust mites in the air, kind of mist cutting through the sunlight. Wrong weather for this kind of news. A fly stuck on the window looking out.
Pauline's going through bins. What was on it, Lester?
Just stuff from the past. It's not...
Where did you leave it?
In there. Inside the book... Do you think she might have... It wasn't in her pocket when she... The fly jumps, zigzags into sunlight, turns a random corner, finds the glass and stops.
It's a terrible shock. Is there someone we can call to pick you up, love? Your sister, maybe?
Stuck to the window with secret glue.
Janice?
Janice is in Australia.
I'm not meant to tell you, but it feels wrong after your mum...
Tell me what?
Janice has been here. Last couple of weeks, she said not to say.
She went out there years ago.
Said you weren't in touch anymore. I was only thinking maybe it's her that's picked up your papers.
Oh, easy there, Les.
Another large one in there, Jean.
Think you've had enough.
How's book going, Les?
Smack it. Good and proper.
And spending time down at library, Jean, getting his son educated.
Don't make a fuss.
He's writing a dirty book for the ladies. 50 Shades of Lester, he's calling it.
Useless you are.
Fill it up. Still owes us a drink for sorting him out a nice little 11-inch 4-gigabyte Tobisha. Stick me a double in there, Jean. Kind of you, Les. Tar very much.
Lend us a copy, Les. I'll tell you if it's any good. You'll be wanting one for your Denise and all, Bill.
I just give you ideas. Why do you think I spend all my time in here?
Smack it.
Steady.
Steady on, Lester.
Right, Les, you need to walk your son home.
It's got half a pint down my legs.
Not right in a dirty book.
You can pay for that and annoy your dozy clot.
He's drunk, Bill. Leave it.
Oh, Bill, shove it up your... Yeah.
Or what, Les?
Oh, wallop you, you.
Mate, you had enough there, Les.
Leave it, Bill, it's not worth it.
Lester, out.
I asked him nice. I had to learn him the fuck.
Wait, I'm coming.
Have you put ice on that?
Hello, Janice.
What about the other guy?
I think he lost a button when I fell down holding his shirt.
Gonna come in?
You've come all this way. Janice looking older. Long time, aye. Silence first. What else? We started slow. Man she went to Oz with disappeared. Left her with a girl who's 14 now. Kept in touch with Mrs. Gretrix, who told her mum weren't well.
Molly looks a bit like mum, don't you think?
She looks like you that age. Didn't bring her with you then?
Lots I didn't want her to see.
Does she know she's got an uncle? Why didn't you say you'd come?
I'm here now. We never really talked back then.
Oh, just a kid when you left.
You were asleep. I'll give you a kiss.
I still got the Walkman you left. Think it might even work.
I tried to tell Mum, but she didn't want to know. Thick as thieves, you and Dad.
You don't know whose side you're meant to be on. What didn't Mum want to know?
What he was like. Him and his friends.
What he was like.
I tried to tell you once, Lester. Couldn't find the words.
I knew what he was like.
You were too young.
But why couldn't we say?
It brings it all back. I think this is yours. I didn't know what it were at first. Those pages in Mum's cupboard, your writing's terrible. Well, I wasn't going to see you. I went to your rock on Stanton Moor instead, the one you said was yours when we were kids. I went up to say thank you for what you did, for bringing it to an end. Easier than saying it to your face. We don't learn, do we?
Bit too settled in our ways.
I'm not coming back here again, Lester. You can visit me sometime if you want, but I'm never coming back.
Quite a shiner you got there, Mr. Tricklebank.
Yes.
Did your mum enjoy it? Doesn't have to be back for another 2 weeks.
I've come to say thanks for all the help you've done me.
Giving up the books then, are we?
Moving away. Fresh start. But there's something I need to look up. A favour, if you don't mind.
Right, well, Travel section's two rows down behind the CDs.
It weren't a book I came for. Janice said they always need a road digging in the outback. Lots of work. Barbecues on beaches, sun and surf. The opera house gets all lit up at night. Another world, she said. Another world. Send the boy some money. Do me bit, if that's what Florence wants me to do. One more disappearing father, I won't make that much matter any road.
Lester! Would you like to come in? I heard about your mum. I'm writing you a card, actually.
Is Stanley here?
How did you know where we lived?
You can find out in the library.
He's up Stanton Moor with a friend. Are you coming in?
I'm not stopping.
What's up, Lester? Is some of...
Is that you need for Stanley?
Stanley? We'd like a bookshelf putting up, but I found someone for odd jobs.
I thought I'd check, that's all.
Is everything all right?
Well, I'm off to Australia. For good.
Australia?
Where my sister is. Nothing to keep me here now.
Didn't you want to say something about not going travelling because there's more stuff in your own back garden?
Well, I've been round that a few times now and it's not got me anywhere. I was just wondering... Silly, really.
What?
If Stanley... If it was mine... It crossed my mind I might be his dad.
His dad?
When you said... It got me thinking about that night up the moors, and I did all the numbers.
Oh, my God.
I thought maybe that's why you went off when you did. Married all of a sudden, like. I tried to tell you at the time what I felt, but I were a bit late on that one and promised myself I'll never not say again, even if it makes me sound stupid. Australia's a bit of a way with responsibilities.
Lester.
I'll send money. Just tell me what you need. But I'm not going to end up like my dad. Or my mum. Not like that. He's a nice lad. You've done well.
Lester, Rob, my ex, was messing me about before we got engaged. We had a row, day of the carnival, and he went off. I saw you sat at the top of the wreck. I remember when we were kids, we'd go off on summer evenings to play rounders. You were always kind, Lester. I found out I was pregnant. Didn't think I wanted it. I don't think that now, of course. Stanley's everything to me. But he's not yours, Lester. It never occurred you might have thought, or I'd have said...
Well, that's that then. I can get on now. Lots to do. I've got everything to pack up, you know.
But thank you for... Looking back, we all made mistakes, didn't we? That's just life. I had a lovely time with you, Lester. Up the moors, I mean. Will you come and say goodbye before you go?
I think once is enough, don't you?
Last call for passengers boarding flight EK12 to Dubai. Any remaining passengers, please make your way to gate 72.
Watch them belting in, the travelling sort. Can't find mine. Can't seem to find my... Pretty smiling lady sees me panic, comes across to say I'm sat on it. I find the belt. The man across the aisle gives her a look to say you got one here. But easy's always hard when you don't know. Deep breath. Think of somewhere else. Somewhere... And there we are. That's it. Hands in soil. Pulsatilla petals bend their heads against the breeze. Little tulip flowers, pinks and reds. The hollyhock, the mallow. Always loved that name, like marshmallow. Small white bells. The rose
and honeysuckle just about to flower. Clematis big as saucers. Fennel growing tall. Its feathered leaves, a hint of aniseed. Mint grown in an old sink in the ground. A Japanese anemone. Big leaves. Pinks and whites, and travelled all that way. Salvia and pansies. Scent of jasmine. A ballerina plant, its leaves stood proud like a tutu dancing in the breeze. Sweet peas and the phlox and the cornflowers. Through the rattling aquilegious pods, a ragged robin. Weed by any other name. Petals torn, but weathers all the storms. Must have seeded. Blown in from somewhere. Shame to leave it now, come into bloom. Always something new to find. You just have to keep on looking. Keep on. Aye.
What does that word say?
Lock. It looks like loch, but in Scotland they say it lock.
Your spelling's really bad.
That's why you got to go to school.
How did you know all those ones?
Copied them from a library book. Names of plants, what are they called? Common nuns. Or proper nuns. One or the other, can't remember which.
You pronounce it nouns.
You pronounce it nouns if you like. I pronounce it nuns.
Why can't I see the other pages?
You can when you're older.
Why not now?
It's like when something's a PG or a 15. Some of it ain't suitable when you're still too young.
I can see all the swear words you crossed out.
Can you?
My friend's allowed to watch 18s.
Well, then he's missing out.
How is he missing out? He's seen everything.
Seeing everything's overrated. Much better just to see a little. You don't want to see everything. Believe me.
That's enough now. Light off, please.
Mum, Lester won't let me see all the pages in the story.
Hey.
Well, it's time for our supper, and you need to be up for school in the morning.
Night, then.
Night's done. Down in a minute, yeah?
Yeah.
Can we read it again tomorrow, please?
Quite a slave driver, you, ain't you?
I like the bit where you first talked to me in the library.
Aye, well, we'll see tomorrow. Night, kiddo. You want the light off?
No. Lester?
Hmm?
How did you make the plane stop so you could get off? Why does that last bit of the story just sort of finish?
Well, because it was the end.
In a book by Lester Tricklebank, Lester was played by Stephen Tompkinson, Florence by Rebecca Staton, and Stanley by Jack Hollington. Janice was Jane Slavin, Mum, Jessica Turner, and Dad, David Hounslow. Bill was Stephen Critchlow, Irene Aisha Antoine, and the librarian, Rhianna Needs. A Book by Lester Tricklebank was written by Richard Lumsden and directed by Sally Avens.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.